And FEMA Director Mike Brown said that that in the wake of all of these hurricanes, that the entire state of Florida is a disaster area now.
I think between the one tropical storm we've had and three hurricanes, with the exception of maybe two or three counties, unfortunately, in the whole state is under some form of presidential disaster declaration. That's the good news and the bad news. Within that are literally billions of dollars to help recover, and I think that's the message we wanted to reiterate again today. This recovery effort means that citizens around the country will, and with strong support from around the country, will help these Florida communities rebuild and recover, period.
Is there some point, and we've got some more storms out there brewing as we speak, is there some point where FEMA, throws in the towel? I mean, is Mike Brown rolling his eyes when he meets with you?
Never. No, the answer to that is we don't throw in the towel. One of the interesting things that's happened now that FEMA is in the Department of Homeland Security, that we have access to more people, more equipment, and we knew that we needed to dispel some of the volunteers that were working, Charlie and Francis. We put out the call, and believe it or not, we have people down here from the Coast Guard Auxiliary. They're in our department, the Coast Guard is, and from the Citizen Corps, which is a volunteer organization. So whatever Mother Nature throws at us with advance warning, we will prepare, and we'll put enough people into those communities and states to help recover, period.
Yeah, and there are enough resources for Francis recovery and Charlie and to deal with Ivan at the same time?
As probably your listeners need to be reminded, Congress put $2 billion in the response and recovery pot about 10 days ago. The President sent up a measure looking for an additional $3 billion plus that'll be added sometime in the future. And I dare say, whatever we need, again, these are we haven't taken really even a final assessment from Ivan. I mean, that final assessment will take a couple weeks. These are just based on preliminary assessments. So if we need to go back for more, we will, period.
Yeah, and we're a very, obviously, a tourism-dependent state, and our beaches are so important. I guess you flew over and looked over the beaches there in Pensacola. Are we going to be able to get back to where we once were?
Well, as a state that relies on tourism, and clearly this part of the state does, there's enormous cleanup effort just associated with the debris along those beaches. That might be the least of the problems that you have. The other very visible telltale sign along the beaches are those homes and buildings that were constructed under your new building code. Many of them, most of them, were virtually untouched in spite of the winds. And those that were grandfathered, obviously they had been built before the code, many of them were ripped apart down to their foundation. So response and recovery to help you rebuild, get people back down here as tourists, has got to be an essential part of our effort because it's a critical part of your economy.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you finally, what is your biggest concern as you look at the recovery and what's ahead in many weeks and months ahead to recover? What's your biggest concern or worry?
The first concern is always power restoration, and which in so many communities, it's not just about putting the heating and lighting on, but you got a lot of pumps and water and sewer facilities. I mean, just power restoration is always the first concern. Minimizing the damage to, the second concern is safety. That always goes hand in hand of people who had, extraordinary medical needs during and immediately after an incident. And then there's so many other things that need to be done. I think you have a monstrous task around here just with debris removal. I mean, I just don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
Good. Secretary Ridge, thank you very much.
Good talking to you. Same